Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat, and you're welcome back to Tip Today, 083-311-3311. That's for text and WhatsApp. You can email, of course, at any time, and that's tiptoday@tipfm.com. Richard was on. He says, in relation to road safety, it's obvious that drivers' habits play a huge part in accidents, but the authorities conveniently ignore their role in the problem as well. With regards to secondary and rural roads, no other country in Europe takes the UE hedge-cutting rules to the extremes that Ireland does in order to be best boy in the class. For example, in rural Normandy and Brittany, which is similar in many ways to Ireland, the roadside hedges are either well trimmed back year-round or removed altogether. Ireland has more than enough hedgerows to accommodate wildlife. Roadside maintenance is without doubt way down the list of activities. And the country is awash with money, yet councils are using CE schemes or part-time employment when there is clearly a need for wide-scale, full-time roadside maintenance crews, says Richard Wood in Cashel. Thanks for that, Richard. Very interesting and something we'll get back to very soon again. But right now, it's time for this.
Tipperary Women in Business on Tip FM. Funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee. Tipperary's
Tip FM. This week's woman in business is Kate Barry, owner of a class above ladies fashion shop in Tipperary Town. Kate has had an eye for fashion her entire life, with special focus on retail and customer service. She has previously been hotel manageress. She ran a number of very successful fashion bridal shops in Limerick, Mitchelstown and Tipperary Town. And she took time out to overcome her battle with cancer in 2010, completed a law degree in UCC while in recovery. She qualified as a criminal barrister in 2013 and worked in the courts until 2017 before returning to her first love, that is fashion, of course, and opening a class above in 2017. She joins me now. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning, friend, and thank you very, very much for having me here.
I'm exhausted even reading.
Oh, I wish.
Reading that out.
It's like a dream now, friend, when you're saying, I'm saying, is that me?
But I mean, it's incredible busy. Yeah. What is it now, 14 or 15 years?
Yes, I've always loved fashion, friend. Again, you have an eye for fashion, and I think every woman will understand that, whether she's a buyer or just someone that goes out in shops. I've loved it. I had the bridal shops, as you said. I got ill, dealt with that, and while I was out, went to UCC, was very fortunate to get a place in UCC, studied, got my Bachelor of Law and worked in the courts from 13 to 17. About 2015, I said to my brother, while I was doing my law degree, I did 2 days work in, it was called First Editions in Tipperary. It was owned by people from Thurles.
Yes.
They had a shop in Thurles also, Mary and Dan. And I was observing the customers coming in, and I only live 9 miles outside the town. So I was observing this at the time. And I just thought, there's a huge opening in Tiptown for a middle of the road ladies fashion shop, where people that don't want Duns and Pennies, no disrespect to Duns and Pennies, of course, but people that just want something nice
special,
with good quality,
yes,
and that they don't have to pay an arm and a leg for it. And that was always in the back of my head while I was working. First Editions was an upper class shop, and I could see people coming in from time to time and they'd say, oh God, I'd love it, but I can't afford it.
Yes.
And I suppose that stuck in the back of my head.
But there was
that opening was there, and people coming in looking for the trousers, I'd love it, but if I could get it for half the price.
Yes.
And that, of course, was in my head then all the time. So decided I had enough of travelling the roads and going to Cork, to Donegal, to Monaghan, to whatever. And I said to my brother, I said, look, Pat, I said, I'm going to retire at 60. I was 58 at the time. I said, I'm going to retire at 60 and I'm going to open my own shop in Tipperary. Now, Pat, being a postman, my brother, he said, are you mad? And I said, no pet. I said, I'm really not. I'm going to put my retirement and I'm going to open the shop, I said, in Tipperary. And he said, he genuinely thought I needed psychiatric help. And I just had the calling.
Yes, I can understand. I know pet very
well.
But I mean, I can understand it as well. Because Tipperary town, it gets a bad rep every so often, doesn't it?
And as I said, I'm only 9 miles outside the town. I lived away for a number of years. So coming back working for First Editions broadened my horizon as to what was around and what was there now.
Yes.
Like, I would have remembered it, as I'm sure a lot of people would, going into the town Friday when I came down from Portlaoise with our kids. We lived in Portlaoise when I came down. We'd hit Tipperary. If we were going to Tip, it was a Friday. You had market day on Friday. You had a buzz around the place, and I'm sure lots of people would understand that. And of course, like a lot of other towns now, since COVID, it's just taken just a complete backward step. Traffic, of course, which anyone that's in Tipperary will come to the forefront. It's a huge issue.
But COVID was very good to you. Will you explain why?
I just cannot believe it. COVID started, and I would go in during the 2 days during the week, Tuesday and Thursday, and I would change my windows. And people used to always say to me, Kate, you're brilliant for changing the windows, because it's giving us something when we're walking around. We know your window would be changed every Tuesday and Thursday, and we'd be looking forward to getting stuff. We had the phone, of course, going, and people would ring in and they'd see things on the window. Then we got onto Facebook. My assistant Tina got us onto Facebook. She's far more better at this now, Fred. I'm the old style. She's better than this. She said, we'll go on Facebook. And my goodness, all I can say is from that time on, it wasn't too bad. We tipped away. We'd get a phone. When I'd go in doing the windows on Tuesday, she'd just say, look, there's six people waiting. They want that. I'd do the window. The phone would ring. I'd go answer the phone. Lady would pay me over the phone. We had our machine, pay me over the phone, and away we'd go. And I'd get the parcels ready. We have an agreement with the post office. Mm. I'd get the parcels ready and take them up to the post office on my way. And that's how it started. 3-4 parcels a week when we started. And now it's just phenomenal. Now, having said that, Fran, we get fantastic local support, and we're grateful for local support also. We get people from Kerry, we get people from Cork, people down from Meath. I'll give you a good laugh now. I had a gentleman and his wife came in last week, and I worked 3 days.
Yes.
Tina does the other three. And this lady and gentleman came in, and thank God I was there. And he walked in, very, very an enjoyable character now. And he said to me, listen, you now, I have enough of you, he said. I have you day. He said, she's on the phone. Look what Kate has. Look what I have. But he said, listen here now, 'tis gone now tonight. I'm taking you to bed with me at night. He said, I've had enough of it. You know what I mean? So, like, where do you go? We had a great laugh. But that's, you're kind of saying to yourself, my goodness, people driving down from Meath to come to a little small shop in Tipperary.
But you told me you had an order from Paris for that.
We have three customers in Paris. We're sending 2 and 3 parcels to Paris.
But this is the heart of fashion.
I know. I go there. We're bringing back stuff. We go to buy there to bring back stuff to Tipperary. Now, there's two of them Irish, and there's one, her sister-in-law, she's married, and it's her husband's sister, and she's gone into us now. And Kate, will you send? And it's just $13.50 to send. And like, okay, they're waiting, and needless to say, a lot longer, maybe 7 to 10 days. But you're doing it, and you're kind of saying, my goodness. You know, this is crazy. But it's thanks to Facebook. That's all we can say. And we are so grateful.
Am I right in thinking that your background in the law must have been very helpful in business as well, was it?
Not blowing my own trumpet, friend. I always had a great business head. Even as young, I would always have great foresight.
Yes.
Now, the law did. It does help you. Now, needless to say, I was criminal law. So needless to say, you're dealing with a different clientele completely. But dealing with people, dealing with destructive people, it does open your mind. So when someone comes in, and you know yourself, when you're dealing with the public, you just have to have a very good sense of humour. You have to be strong, and you have to have great patience, and you have to sometimes just walk away when you'd like to say something. At the end of the day, you know yourself, the customer's always right, which we all know they're not. But I mean, they are when you're there and you're trying to sell something. That's the end of the day, you know. So in that sense, it helped me a lot. I love people. I love, there's nothing to me. I just get, people say to me, Kate, you're always friendly, you're always happy. I love, since my cancer, you get up, you have a totally different view of things.
Did that give you a whole different
Absolutely.
View of life?
Changed your whole life. I was a workaholic. I couldn't do enough work. Then when you get something like that, it brings you back down. And every day you get out of the bed and you put your 2 feet on the ground, you've that, thank God I'm here today and I'm going to do the best I can. And you, it just changes your whole attitude, to be quite honest about it. And it just gives you that will to go on. And when you achieve something, then like a customer coming in, Kate, I'm looking for an outfit. My daughter's getting married. Now we do hat hire. Mm. We do mother of the bride outfits. As I say, we do middle of the road. We do from size 8 up to size 24. To be quite honest, our best customer is about from size 14 to 24. Yeah. We get a lot of
so
larger
these are the
ladies
larger size,
that find
yes.
it very hard to go yeah. out and get something. That's nice. Yeah. Just because you've a little bit of weight doesn't mean you haven't taste. Doesn't mean you don't want to feel good. And when you put on something, that it makes you feel good. And I think it's the feel good factor for me. When someone comes out of the dressing room and she says, Kate, I look 2 stone lighter. I'm delighted. Yeah. You just get such a kick. I got it right. You know, and it just makes you feel a buzz.
It's lovely to get such joy out of what you do. When you're buying, yeah. I often wonder about that. Is that a kind of a Russian roulette thing in a lot of ways? Because you can get it wrong, I presume.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was the fashion buyer for Adela's before we'll say all of this. I was the fashion buyer for Adela's in Limerick. They had 4 shops in Ireland and I was their overseas buyer. And I suppose I got my education there because it's when I go out buying now, I'm spending my own money. Mm. Of course, you're very aware when you're spending your own money. I'm out to buy, to go home, to make a profit. My business has to run by itself. My business will not stay open unless it's run by itself and makes its own money.
Yes.
So when I was buying for them, I was, you're very, very aware. You're spending someone else's money. And my boss was a Mr. Ranican. He was a foreign gentleman. But my goodness, he was an elderly gentleman. And he took me buying with him when I was working for them for a year. He took me all over. Then I became their overseas buyer and I got my education there. It was just unreal.
And what do you look to, Kate? I mean, is it that a certain colour is fashionable or a colour? Or a style. What
you
do
can,
you
when you see what with me now personally in my shop, I know my customer. I know the customer that's coming to me. I know the customer for, as I said, we're there 7 years. For the first 2 or 3 years, you don't know what's coming in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying, I hope I'm getting this right, and you're keeping your fingers crossed. If you can sell 70% of what you purchase, you're doing okay.
Oh.
You're doing okay, and you have that in the back of your head. That's where the business sense of it comes in. If I can buy and if I can sell 70%, and in the shop, we always have a 20-25 euro sale rail. So if I buy 10 items, now, as I say, we're a small shop, so I'm not going to buy 10 of the same things. I'm going to buy size 10 up to size 24. If sometimes I might get size 10 to 18, then you'll go for the larger 18
of
to
the
24.
Same item.
Of the same item.
Okay.
I will try and get different colours in that item. Ah. Once that is gone, it's gone in my shop. I am not repeating it. It's in a small town. You don't want someone going down and say, God, I'm going to a wedding, and the next minute you're looking and say,
same
oh, goodness, she's in the same. And women have this thing. Men don't mind. They can put on a new shirt and they don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So in that sense, you're trying to kind of steer it that way.
What part does the catwalk play in your decision making? You know, all these fancy outfits. You
friend, to be, I look at them, and of course you're keeping up with colours, because remember, I'm going to Portugal in 2 weeks' time. Now I'm going on a trip, but I'm going 2 days before the trip, and I have some factories in Portugal that I go and I see. I'm bringing some items, and I've been doing this for a few years. I'll bring some items with me. I'll bring some photographs with me, and I'll show the guys. I'll have my meetings with them. I'll show them. I'll say, guys, look, could you make that for me in that? Could you make that in that? And as I said, I'm into it now. For the first year or two, you're scared because you say, God, if I get this wrong, you know what I mean. So no, now I'm bold. I'm older too. You know what I mean? So you kind of get bolder as you get it right.
Do you find yourself influencing fashion in an area as well?
I think, I think you can. Yeah. I'm not a follower of fashion. I try to make fashion.
Yes.
And I try to, at this stage now, I look at the people that are coming in my shop.
Yes.
I look at the people that are coming in. I know now my customer and I buy for my customer. I buy for my customer now, whereas before I'd go up. Needless to say, new fashions come in, I'd say, right, for the larger lady, will that suit the larger lady? Will that look good on her? And I say, no, it won't. It'll show every curve she has. Mm. So I leave that be. So I'll get something that I know will look flattering on them. Yes. And I mean, I'm not a huge woman, but I'm not a size 12, I'm a size 14, 16. You know, so I can associate with someone with that.
Is one of the big issues that, you know, the larger size woman who might come into you and would be prone to wear dark colours
all the time.
All the time.
I kill them.
Tell me about, how do you convince them? That,
I do. You put it on them. If you can get them on your side halfway, you'll just
put
them on.
Show them how well they look.
They will go in, honestly, and I think it's everywhere. It's not just here, it's everywhere. They will go in immediately. The new stock is in. Now, we've all our summer colours in and the shop is ablaze with colour. And they'll go in and they'll go for the black thing.
Yes,
and I know her now at this stage. I won't do it to a new customer that's just come in the door. So I know this lady will say, and I'll just say, Mary, do me a favour. She said, Kate, this is gorgeous now. That'll be lovely. I said, go on, try it on. Now I'll say, Mary, will you do me a favour? Will you try this on as well? Just give it one shot. Oh, jakers, Kate. I said, no, go on, try it on. She'll try it on and she'll say, oh my goodness. Oh, I don't know. Would I be able? You get them to do it once and you have them. Because you give them the right clothing for their figure. You know, it's not a colour. Now, I'm not talking whites and things.
And you speak so passionately about it. You get a great kick out of that.
I love it, friend. I get such a kick. I really do. I get such a kick. When someone goes out the door or you go on Facebook and they say, was down with Kate and Tina today, had a fantastic day, had bought my purchases. Kate absolutely loved them. Thank you. I'll be back. When you read that and you feel, yeah, I'm doing it right.
Isn't it great? As you can see, I don't get a lot of fashion. It doesn't even...
I'll have to take you in, friend.
But you know, one of the things that really I don't understand at all is the hat thing and the fascinator thing and all of that. There's an obsession with that, particularly lately. That's all back again.
All back in again. For about 2 years they did hairbands.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky in Tipperary, and people say it to me all the time. They come in, we get the outfit, they'll get the bag, they'll get the little bit of jewellery, shoes they'll have to go elsewhere for. And they'll say, and I'll say, look, we'll try this on. I'm very lucky, I do a hat hire. So therefore, they'll come in, a hat, we'll say, is €69. They'll pay me the €69, and when they bring it back to me, they'll get back 35. Oh. So they're paying half. So they can hire the hat. They're not looking at it. They're not saying, well, it's a total waste of money. I'll be looking at it in the wardrobe for the next 10 years. So when you have the hat hire, it makes it very attractive. They know they can have the hat and they say, God, that's great. I can hand it back. And it's a great business for us.
Of course it is.
You know, you still have your hat back. Now again, if they destroy the hat, or needless to say, they do damage, they pay for it.
And
like they sign
for
that, of course.
Is this a particularly eventful time in fashion? The time we're at the end?
We are. Well, we have communions now. We have communions, we have confirmations, you have weddings now starting up again.
Yes.
You have functions, whatever. You know, there was a time that you could say in the industry, March to September is our we'd say where we make our money.
Yes.
Not anymore, friend. That's gone completely.
Is it?
Yeah. Like there was a time in Tipperary I could say I cannot miss the shop on Friday. Friday was my best day in the shop. Now you can have as good a day on Monday as Friday. As I say again,
it's
thanks to Facebook. Thanks to people phoning in.
What,
you know.
What colours are in, Kate? What's...
You have all the light colours for the summer. You have lilacs, you have pinks, you have cream, you have a very light grey, you have the creams, of course. The blues, the light blues, the sky blue, you have them all. But again, friend, you can have all those colours in the world, and if they don't suit you, they won't look right on you. They mightn't suit your skin colouring, they mightn't suit your hair colouring. So you can look at them and say, oh God, that's gorgeous, and you'll put it on and it can drain you completely.
Kate, how do you deal with somebody who comes into you and says, I want that yellow outfit over there, and you know in your heart it will look awful on them. How do you deal
We get it down, we put it on her. We get it down always, as you know, the customer's always right.
Yes.
You get it down, you put it on her. Sometimes it won't fit, so you're on. You say not too bad, you know, and you take it from there. And then if she's on her and she say, "What do you think?" It the one thing you have to be, and I think I've learned that you must be honest with them.
Yeah.
It's all great to say I had a great sale. It's all wonderful to say, my God, I had a great sale. She's going home to daughters. She's going home to sisters. She's going home to family who will very well turn to her and say, Mary, that's disastrous on you. So you must keep that in mind. At the end of the day, you want her sister, her niece, her daughter to come back to you and say, Kate, Mum got a lovely outfit. Have you anything for me? At the end of the day, that's the business side of it. You know.
Would people actually say that? That's wicked on you. Would they
I will just say, Mary, it doesn't, in my eyes, they will ask you. Oh, my goodness. I see it time and time. People come into us and say, oh, my goodness, you know, I was in such and such a place and they sold me and I took it home and they won't take it back. You know, as I said, I don't worry about how anyone else do their business. I don't worry about if they come in complaining. I say, guys, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm trying to run my little business and it's hard enough to run that, you know. We leave all the other businesses
Lots of people onto us already know the name of the shop. So it's a Classibove.
A Classibove, Mean Street, Tipperary Town.
Just tell me before I let you go about being a woman in business. Does it have particular difficulties, do you think? Or, you know, are we gone past all of that, Kate?
I think it's up to the individual. I think for years, women went down the road of, oh, you look, I'm only just a woman, I'm trying my best. I think that's gone out the door. I think it's truly, like, you see so many more women in business now. And you just take it by the neck and you roll with it. You know, if my business isn't making money, and I had said that for the first 2 years when I opened, I just broke even. There was the first 12 months I never took a wage out of the business. And you're kind of, you know, at that stage you say, geez, will this take off? Am I spending, you know, what little bit of money I've left? Am I putting it in? Am I throwing, you know, good money after bad? And like all businesses, give it a chance. If you said that to me when I was opening, Kate, you're not going to make any money for the first 2 years, maybe I mightn't have opened. I can assure you, friend, today I'm glad I opened 7 years later.
Isn't it great to be able to see?
You know, it takes an effort. And yes, it's not easy. It's not easy.
And dealing with the financial institutions and all of that, being a woman, dealing with them, and does that pose?
I suppose I think, like all women, we're in business. We open with our banks, whatever bank you go to, you open, and they kind of, you know, you build up a relationship with them. And I think, irrespective as to whether it's male or female, your record stands. You build up a good record with a bank, they will look after you. I've never had any trouble, thanks be to God, you know. But I mean, again, I'd go down if I felt I had a problem coming and I saw something coming in and I'd say, gee, that's coming in, that's going to go over my overdraft. I'll go to the bank before that. And I think, communication.
Yes, I think
keeping the lines of communication open in any business is vital, because then you can talk about it. You can come, and for every problem, I have a little thing on my, every morning when I'm getting up, when I'm out of bed, I have a little book of cards, and I've one card, and I came to it, I suppose, about 3 years ago, Fran. And on it, on the front of the card, I have a little photograph of my mum and dad, and I'm grateful to them till the day I die for who I am. And I have a little card below it. And on that card is, for every problem, there's a solution. And I read that every day. And it just seems to give me, no matter what it is, you mightn't see the solution today, but there is a solution. And you'll get there if you try.
No, that's a lovely way to think about it. Indeed. I read a piece with Celia Holman-Lee.
Yes, I know Celia.
A couple of years ago. But she really had her knife in the notion of sportswear all the time and leggings all of the time. Has that destroyed fashion?
It has to a point. But at the end of the day, people are gone. They're way more alert in exercise during COVID. If that's all we could do, go out and walk the roads. So you got into that wear, you know.
Yes.
But I mean, when you're going out,
you're going to work.
No, yeah. Like, I mean, there is, you know, there is nothing like, and I mean, being a woman, there's nothing like seeing a well-dressed woman.
Yes.
There's not. It, you know, you say, God, isn't she beautiful?
Yeah.
Doesn't that suit her? And whether you're male or female, you can look and you can admire something.
Yes.
I think there's a place for them. And I know where she's coming from. You know, I know where she's coming from. But I think you're going to a wedding. You're not going to wear them to a wedding. You're not going to. There was a stage there when you kind of thought, my goodness, you know, like pajamas. A lady came into the shop one day in a pajamas and I'm looking at her and I said, she said, yeah, that's all the go. And I said, it's not the go here. You know, like, you know, you just
look,
it's an individual thing. And again,
if you
try and do the best you can with what you have and with what you've coming into your shop.
Well, it's lovely to see you, Kate. I haven't haven't seen you for years, but I know you for years, and it's lovely to see you. If people want to get in touch through and see what you have through your Facebook, online Facebook and all, how can they do that?
Well, it's 062-82668 is the telephone number, and we're on A Class Above Facebook. You just go into Facebook and key in A Class Above. You'll see all my, I do videos, 3 videos a week, and they're put out live, and then people come in and they can ring
us.
I do actual videos, 3 videos every week. I'm going to do one this evening when I go back. We do a live video every week. I would do a sale video. I would do a video with Mother of the Bride. I would do a video with Trousers and Tops. And that's where it's been made.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, Kate, we wish you the very
thank
best
you.
For the future.
Thank
and
you.
Lovely to see you today.
And a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye
now. It is A Class Above. People are still wondering the name of the shop. It's called A Class Above. It's on the main street in Tipperary Town. You can't miss it. Thanks, Kate. We'll take a break, back with more in just a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.